Avakama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavakama Bavli, Daf Pevav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Hey, Amad Aleph, at the Mishnah. Shebeth, Roi Noise Keilu, Shemek Kishurim, Shekva Nothanai, Deme Yodai, or Deme Raglai. For Shebeth, we view him like one who guards gourds, because he's already given to him the value of his arm or his leg. Nezek is his initial value when he could do a, let's say, a high paying job that requires arm or leg. Less his value now that he can do only simpler work. As for embarrassment, we evaluate this according to the one who embarrassed and the one who was embarrassed. One who embarrassed a naked, blind, or sleeping person is liable. The Yoshin should be Ishpata, but a sleeping person who embarrassed someone is exempt. Not from an agag v'hizik, or v'ish, chayev, ala nezik, v'pata l'voishes, sh'ne'emar, v'shilchi yodo, v'yachzikim v'marushov, ena chayev ala voishes, ad shehe miskavim. If one fell from the roof and damaged and embarrassed, he's liable for nezik and exempt for the embarrassment, because the pasuk says, v'shilchi yodo, v'yachzikim v'marushov, meaning one's liable for voishes only if he intended to embarrass. The Gemara says, hacha atma royin oisai, Kiilu Shome Kishurin Racha at Ama Haya Isa Mana Bayam Nisan Lai Mana Sela Nisan Lai Sela. The Gemara asks that here you say that we view him like one who guards gourds, and here in a Tesesta it says that if he earns a mana which is 100 denarim per day, he gives to him a mana. If he earns a Sela, he gives him a Sela. And Rabbi Yitzchak train Shivasin Inun Hakiko Al Yodei Vekata Inu Ein Oise Kiilu Oise Mana Bayam Elo Ein Oise Kiilu Chigel Yeshev Hashem Kishurin, Shekva Nasanai, Dmei Yodai, or Dmei Raglai. Rabbi Yitzchak answers, there are two kinds of Shebeth. If he hit him on his hand or leg and cut it off, we don't view him like one who earns a money each day. Rather, we view him like a lame person who guards gourds, because he already gave to him the value of his arm or leg. Shem Kavye, Al Kaf Yodai, Bitsavas, Al Kaf, if you say Raglai. If he hit him on his hand, on his palm, and it swelled, or on his foot, and it swelled, that will heal, he gives to him what he used to earn each day, be it a mana or a seller. Ani v'shulcha yada v'lo yeishes shliach beistin. One baisa says, v'shulcha yada, and she will reach out her hand. And this tells us, and not the wife of a shliach of beistin, means if her husband was fighting with a man and she grabbed the latter, then she is exempt. Whereas we have a second wife which contradicts, because it says, Meshulcha Yada includes the wife of a Shliach of Beis Din. Mandam of Shulcha Yada, v'lay Eishes Shliach Beis Din, v'shiko v'shus, mandam of Eishes Shliach Beis Din, v'shiko shleg v'shus. And we result this by saying that one who says Meshulcha Yada and not the wife of a Shliach of Beis Din is when her husband hit him with permission, means if the other man wanted to hit back, and she saved her husband, she's exempt. One who says to exclude the wife of Shliach Beis Din is when he hit him without permission. Tani loy eshes shnayim. The Bais says, and not the wife of two. And the explanation being, if a woman grabbed both men, this shows that she did not intend to embarrass, only to stop the fight, so she is exempt.